bender-bending directorial horror genre situation going on here, which is great. So the horror film genre, particularly since the 1970s, has been marked by this incredible tension between the genders of the protagonists, whether the viewers identify with the slasher, who's generally chasing with bad intentions a strong female character, and then eventually she normally either kills the killer or avoids being killed herself. This is the sort of central premise of this subgenre of what was the most popular horror genre of the 70s, along with demonic possession and exorcism movies, which, you know, plays on the religious tension and between the secular and the religious in American culture, always a strong sort of lightning rod. And also crosses political lines as well. So this is in the same sense, this subgenre of American horror, the slasher film, found itself taking sides in the female voting rights and the feminist marches of the 70s, and whether this was a backlash to the Now movement, and whether it was that people were angry and wanted to see women punished and were identifying with the killers of the sort of Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th type movies, rather actually predating the Nightmare on Elm Street, but more like Halloween, and so the Jason and Michael Myers types. So whether they were identifying with those characters or whether they were identifying with the Jamie Lee Curtis types, who were the strong females who survived sort of the sort of glass ceiling, so to speak, of being attacked and the violence against women that permeated American culture. So here we have this is all taking us to the premise here, which is that these VHS type movies, which were short films, sort of have this idea that there's a central plot line, which is basically an excuse to see a bunch of short films, and then we end up with these anthologies, mostly because it's hard to watch a full-length feature that's just called horror film shorts, so they give it another name, and in these movies, what it is that they find a VHS movie and then put it into it, and then they play the short, and then they basically gather talented directors to make the shorts. Here they've done that with all female directors, leading to our original point. So here are the four female directors in XX, share gender only, but there is a sensibility here that plays upon sort of, for lack of a better word, sort of mommy dearest type fears. Most of the films play feature as their central role a mother, and the tension at play either during a child's birthday party, where the father has dropped dead right before the party, and she sort of props him up and pretends that he's alive in his birthday outfit during the sort of comedic film there, or like her 18-year-old son who is being turned into a demon, and there's that short as well. So there's four shorts here. The strongest one's probably the one where the child who's going through puberty is turning into a devil, which is what, of course, all mothers must secretly fear. At least that's the premise. But really, it is a exciting introduction to four new voices into the world of horror films. And there's even a throwback sort of more traditional, scary chupacabra type desert sort of being attacked by wild creature one, and then the three other ones, which are mostly all mothers who are struggling with being a mother and having to deal with a demonic possession of some kind. Anyway, this is a good movie, and it marks an important point in history of horror films, if for no other reason than it's the first time there have been four female-directed horror films played at the same time, let alone hard enough to find.